Welcome to Speak It On. This program is designed for the edification and entertainment of the listeners and not designed to be representative of a church, nonprofit organization, or denomination. Opinions expressed are solely those of the host. Hey, hey, welcome back. So if you've noticed, either this is a really late podcast or a very early podcast. It's a little bit of both. This particular podcast is about overcoming. Part of the reason behind that is because this enormous Arctic wave pretty much covered the United States in the center of it anyway, all the way down to Texas, where I'm at, and froze everything solid, and shut off water, shut off power, and it was pretty bad. The thing that made it exceptionally challenging for me and kind of a watershed moment is the fact that I was really sick to begin with, and unfortunately my family was ill as well, and we were trying to keep warm in this situation, and so I was basically outside in the snow and kind of ill and a little weak, trying to get wood to keep the house warm and to keep them from getting any sicker. Now, that sounds like a woe is me kind of thing, and it sounds like I'm making it up. But I'm not. And I really don't say that to have a woe is me kind of attitude. Instead, I want to tell you that in those times, when you're utterly isolated, and you are trying to do something that you know you're not totally sure you're going to be able to finish, it's very, very, very focusing. And just to let you know that your prayer life takes a 150,000% increase, because if you haven't gotten really intimate with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, that'll do it for you. And I'm just here to say, at least it did for me. Now, the complication is, especially when you're feeling, when you're ill, all right, because your brain is like not always functioning at 100% anyway. It gets to be a point where you start, where self-doubt, okay, starts to come in, and Satan tries to crush you. And all kinds of things can run through your brain, especially when there's nothing else. I mean, there's no power. I mean, electricity. When the electricity's off, there's no power. You're not checking, you're not Googling anybody. You're not sending a text out. You're not doing a shout out to a friend. because you're cut off. On top of that, everyone around you, when it's that kind of storm, is pretty much cut off as well. Now, here's what I gotta say. There were scriptures that the Lord God brought to my mind that absolutely brought me through it. He had to drag me through that because it would have been really easy to give up. Super easy. Oh man, would that have been easy to give up? Giving up is sometimes it's really easy. One verse was just simply the verse that Jesus told the disciples just before he ascended, and that was, "I will never leave you or forsake you." But then also this Romans, which is a pretty famous set of verses, Romans 8:38, and this is Paul talking. He's amazing, misunderstood, much maligned, but Paul in 8:38 and 39, he says, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." It honestly doesn't get more solid than that. There is nothing that can separate us from the love of God in Jesus. Ever, period, for any reason. End of story. And what I love about it is the fact that he just accentuates that with the very beginning where he says, "I am sure." Now, in the King James, it says, "For I am persuaded," which is a little different. But basically, it's the Greek word, patheo, which patheo means to convince by argument, but also to rely on, to agree with, to believe, to have confidence, to trust, also to yield. Paul was a very argumentative person. And he knew a good argument. He knew a bad argument, and he knew a good argument. In this way, I love this King James phraseology where it says, "I'm persuaded," because he's run all the scenarios in his head. He's run them all to ground. He's thought it through all the way to the earth, to the fundamental, and he says, "And I'm sure there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God in Jesus." So, if you find yourself in one of those situations where you feel horrified, horribly just bad. In your heart and your gut and your body. And you're in a situation where you just say, I don't think I can do this. I literally don't think I can do this. Don't count out. Call out to the living God. And I guarantee you, He will answer if you're listening. And believe me, God had my utter, undivided attention. But who wants to be put in a situation of that nature to be able to listen to God? Sometimes you have to be in a frame of mind to listen. We have to. So when you pray to Him, when you ask and talk to Him as you would a friend, a father, someone you trust, a mentor, someone who cares about you, somebody who did everything for you. And open your heart. Because if you will, you will not be disappointed by the living God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob does not disappoint. He does not. And He absolutely brought me through one of the hardest times I've ever had in my entire life. And that was this past week. So, with that in mind, I want to encourage you to keep on keeping on. Thank you for listening to this edition of Speak It On. And as always, don't be afraid to speak the word in boldness and truth. And may God bless all of your efforts.